Welcome to Raising Your Standards, Innovations in Accreditation Management with Armature Fabric, the podcast where we explore the exciting world of accreditation and how cutting-edge technology is revolutionizing the way organizations manage it. I'm Andrew Bryden, and I'll be your guide on this journey. Together, we'll dive deep into the challenges, solutions, and success stories that make accreditation management more efficient and effective than ever before. This podcast is brought to you by Armature, the creators of Armature Fabric, the game-changing accreditation management software trusted by accreditation leaders around the world. In each episode, I'll share insights from technology leaders and industry experts who are at the forefront of accreditation management to help you navigate this key area of your organization. So whether you're a seasoned accreditation professional or just starting your journey, get ready to discover new strategies, best practices, and the latest trends that will take your accreditation management to the next level. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Let's get started. Accreditation to many is synonymous with certification, credentialing, or an award for excellence. However, accreditation is not just a piece of paper or plaque to hang on the wall. It's an active process and commitment to the best accepted practices and standards in the industry in which your business operates. As a process, accreditation can and probably should benefit from continuous quality improvement initiatives. Just as the CPA designation certifies accountants who meet rigorous accounting industry practices, accreditation sets apart entities that meet and uphold the highest standards in their respective fields. It requires a steadfast commitment to continuously elevate and improve the quality of standards, showcasing a dedication to delivering exceptional products and services. Continuous quality improvement, or CQI, is often attributed to manufacturing in the early 1950s in Japan. Edward Demmings, an American business consultant, introduced the PDSA model for product and process improvement to a Japanese manufacturer to correct quality issues. This four-step improvement method involved the following. One, plan. This is where the problem's identified, defined, and the current performance is measured. It's then analyzed to set a performance goal. In this step, the method to measure progress toward the goal is determined. Two, do. Now that the goal is set, it's time to proceed with the plan of action. Three, analyze. The outcomes are interpreted to test the validity of the plan in order to determine whether progress is being made or the goal has been achieved. And four, act. What is learned from the process is used to adjust the plan. If the goal is achieved, the process can be implemented on a continuous basis and becomes an accepted practice. The result of Deming's work was a standardized process used to manufacture products, resulting in a significant reduction in defects and improved client satisfaction. CQI emphasizes the ongoing evaluation of this process to consistently achieve better results. The principles of CQI can be integrated into a business or organization's accreditation process to ensure they don't only meet the accreditation requirements one time, but continue to enhance their performance over time. In the accreditation process, the CQI steps are refined to better reflect process methods and tools at our disposal. In the PDSA model, for example, utilization of data collection technology and software tools help gather and analyze the data to build the plan. From a do perspective, evaluation of the data to identify areas that need improvement, establish performance benchmarks and the methodology to get there. Analyze, determine the methods to be used to measure performance after improvement actions have been implemented, and ACT, you can control and conduct regular audits and evaluations of performance. CQI then allows for a more systematic approach when integrated into an accreditation process. So let's take a look at how CQI integration enhances the accreditation process. Well, it provides a structured and systematic approach to identify areas for improvement, implement changes, and monitor the impact of those changes. It encourages everyone in the business or organization at all levels to become involved in the improvement process. This collaboration creates a shared responsibility that can foster improvement and innovation. Motivates businesses and organizations to establish processes by aligning with evidence-based practices to ensure they're providing efficient and effective products and services. And it promotes an environment of continuous learning and encourages staff to update their knowledge and skills with training, professional development, and education in technologies, trends, and best practices in their fields. CQI is a powerful tool for spurring ongoing improvement in a business, organization, or program when integrated into the accreditation process. It establishes a foundation and promotes a culture of excellence that requires constant attention and effort to maintain the high standards of quality, safety, and performance it requires. One of the critical aspects of modern-day CQI is data-driven decision-making. The first step in the process is for programs and organizations to collect and analyze data on their current processes, performance, and client satisfaction. That data provides management and stakeholders with initial answers to the following questions. What areas will require improvement? Are there any patterns or trends that can help identify changes to be made? How effectively are we meeting our goals? Could these goals be attainable with changes? How can we measure the results of the change? The data will drive the changes needed to improve results. Data is required for management and stakeholders to make critical decisions about the changes to be made. Lastly, data will allow stakeholders to track progress and determine whether desired outcomes have occurred. Accreditation is a collaborative process between staff and external stakeholders, which can often be time-consuming. Armature's accreditation and certification management software, Armature Fabric, can streamline the data collection, auditing, and reporting functions to make accreditation and certification activities easier. Key features include customer relationship management, data collection tools like audits, surveys, self-assessments, workflow management, document management, insights and analytics, reviewer team building, site visit management, and finally, and what we talked about today, continuous quality improvement. The vast majority of tasks can be performed in our software, making it easy for all accreditation participants to know exactly what they need to do at every step in the process. The software has multilingual capabilities that can be tailored to meet your unique needs and can be integrated with other software tools and applications. Armature has been serving accreditation bodies for over two decades. Our software is standards agnostic, and our clients represent a broad range of sectors, including healthcare, engineering, law enforcement, clinical labs, pharmacies, veterinary, and more. From a CQI perspective, we leverage the principles of the PDSA model, as well as ISO best practices, corrective and preventive actions, and root cause analysis. This enables organizations and programs to track, monitor, and enhance the way they work. To find out more, visit www.armaturecorp.com. Thanks for listening. And that's a wrap for this episode of Raising Your Standards, Innovations in Accreditation Management with Armature Fabric. I hope you found today's insights valuable and that you're inspired to explore new ways to excel in accreditation management. Be sure to visit Armature at armaturecorp.com to learn more about Armature Fabric and how it can transform your accreditation process. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider leaving a review on your favorite podcast platform. Your feedback helps me bring you the content you love. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And if you have questions, comments, or ideas for future episodes, reach out to me on social media or through our website. Thanks for joining me on this journey of innovation in accreditation management. Until next time, keep working to raise your standards.